Highway 60's lost. None of the roads we've been on for the last hour are even on the map. I'll bet we're either in Canada or Mexico.
Oh, Ethel, stop. The service station man will tell us how to get back on the highway.
Well, where is he? I don't know.
Howdy, folks. How are you?
I heard you.
Hey, what can I do for you?
Where are we?
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter, dear. Everything's fine. We just stopped for some gas. Go back to sleep.
This ain't no gas station. I live here.
You live here?
Yep. For the past 7 years. Ever since they condemned this road.
Lucy, where are we?
Where are we? Where are we, Ethel?
I don't know. I wasn't paying much attention.
Shit. You're in Tennessee.
Tennessee?
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 You got a bad echo in that car.
Yeah, well, how do you get back on Highway 60?
You got here from Highway 60?
Yeah.
But there ain't no roads. You must have come across that mountain in them old logging ruts. How'd you do it?
Tweren't easy. Tell me, where is the next city?
Well, you can get to Nashville from here. Mm-hmm. You go straight down here a piece until you get to that big road. Mm-hmm. And you stay right on it, and it'll take you right through Bent Fork.
Mm-hmm. Bent Fork? Bent Fork?
Bent Fork?
Bent Fork?
There goes that echo again.
Yeah, well, back over those old logging ruts.
Oh, no, Lucy.
Listen, Ethel, Bent Fork is Ernie Ford's hometown. If we run into him, we'll never get to California.
Hey, do you folks know my cousin Ernie?
Oh, yeah, we know him. He stayed overnight with us for a couple weeks once.
Well, don't you like him?
Oh, we love him, but we don't want to run into him. He'd make us move right in.
Well, Cousin Ernie's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, is there any other way to get back to civilization without having to go through Bent Fork?
Well, let's see, you're here. You can, Nope, you can't get there.
Okay, come on, I'll drive. Let's go.
What do you mean you'll drive?
We're not taking any chances. We're gonna go through Bent Fork. But as Cousin Ernie would say, we're going through like a bobcat with a bird under his tail. Now get.
You have no right to arrest us.
Yeah, well, that'll be up to the sheriff.
Yeah, well, we'll just see what the sheriff has to say about this. It's just our word against yours, you know.
I gotta make out my report.
Yeah, well.
Now, look, honey, I know this little town. Now, the best thing for us to do is say we're guilty, pay the fine, and get out of here.
He's right, Lucy.
So.
No, it's a matter of principle.
Never mind that.
There we are. There's the report. You see, I'm not normally the arresting officer. He's sick today. I'm normally the sheriff.
I'll have it.
Now, let's see here. According to this report by the officer who arrested you...
Oh, that's all, brother.
Now, just a minute, young lady. This is the court of law and order, and I'm aiming to run it as honest as is humanly possible.
Ha!
Now, You're charged with driving lickety-split down the main road of Bent Fork at 40 miles an hour. Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Not guilty.
Oh.
That's impossible. You was in the same car, wasn't you? Was your side of the car going slower than his'n?
No, my side was going the same speed as his'n.
You were driving?
No.
Well, then, hesh up.
I won't hesh up.
Hesh up!
I won't. I just happened to be looking at the speedometer at the time, and we were not going 40 miles an hour.
Oh, is that so? Well, now, how fast would you say you were driving?
Well,
let me help you. 35?
Less.
34. 33? 30. Well, you wasn't backing through town, was you?
No, 30 sounds about right. I mean, 30, that's what it was, 30.
All right. Now, I wasn't brung up to doubt the word of a lady. If you say it's 30, 30 it is.
Well, that's better.
All right. The charge now reads, going through town at 30 miles an hour.
That's right.
Well, the speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The fine will be
$50.
$50?
You tourists got to learn not to go boiling through here like you was the governor with a police escort.
All right, here.
Don't you pay that.
Now, look here, young lady. Don't you get my dander up.
Well, you got my dander up. You have no right to fine us $50.
That's enough. If you so much as say boo, I'm going to waltz you right into the pokey.
Here. Come on.
All right.
Boo.
For 24 hours.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You can't mean that.
I certainly do.
Oh, she just does things like that all the time. She hasn't got much sense.
Come on.
Oh, Ricky.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I call Ernie Ford.
Oh? Do you know Ernie Ford?
Well, we certainly do, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good old Captain Ernie.
Yeah.
He's one of our best friends.
Yeah. Do you know him?
I should say I do.
Well, how about that? Oh. He knows Cousin Ernie.
Oh. Yeah. Fine.
Yes, sir. That no-account hound dog. He jilted one of my daughters. And since you're such a good friend of his'n, you can just sit in there for 48 hours. Come on. Right in here.
Well, there's just one thing to do, Ricky. Go on without me.
Oh, now, honey, don't be silly.
Go ahead. You can send me a postcard now and then and tell me what Hollywood is like. And Ethel, say hello to Clark Gable for me. Maybe on your way back you can stop, and by that time I'll be paroled.
Oh, now, honey, don't feel that way. We'll think of something, honey. Don't worry, dear.
Key and folks! Heidi there!
Hey,
Ernie!
Hey,
Ernie! Cousin!
Hi, Ernie!
Cousin Ethel!
Hi!
Cousin
Hi, Ernie!
And Cousin Jailbird!
Hi, Ernie. How'd you know we were here?
Oh, it's the biggest news in town. Oh, you're all over town. Biggest news since the preacher dropped his uppers in the well.
Ernie, we're in an awful mess. Huh? The sheriff put Lucy in jail for 48 hours for being sassy.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. He made me so mad.
Well, he makes everybody mad. He's about as popular as a skunk at a picnic.
Well, he doesn't seem to like you very well. Listen, have you got any ideas on how we could get Lucy out of jail?
Don't you worry, amigo. Like the United States Marines, I have come prepared.
Prepared for what, Ernie?
Shh. Don't cut yourself now, you.
What do you want us to do with these?
Saw through them bars.
Oh, that'll never work.
Cousin Fred, it is time for desperate measures. You've heard of being up the creek without a paddle? We ain't even got a boat.
Yeah, yeah, Arnie's right, Fred. Come on, let's give it a try.
Yeah, okay.
Not yet.
The name,
wait a minute. I could have swore I heard a suspicious sound.
Oh? I never heard nothing suspicious. Did you, kinfolk?
Oh, no, everything's very quiet out here.
I see there, Sheriff. You're hearing things that ain't there again. Just like you thought you heard them wedding bells ringing out.
Bishop, you coward.
Any law against serenading a cousin in your pokey?
No. No more than there's a law against a weasel breaking his word to womanhood's fairest flower.
That'll stick in old Sour Jaw's craw the rest of his living days. Now look, here's what we're gonna do. Lucy, you work the family, sing a song, and everybody sing and make lots of noise.
Yeah.
Get down there.
Okay. We have to sing.
You sing and sing like that. Cousin Lucy! Are they a favorite song that you'd like for me to pick and sing?
How about Old MacDonald Had a Farm?
Happens to be number one on my repertory, are you?
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a
slow it down.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a duck, E-I-E-I-O.
With a quack quack here, quack quack there, quack quack everywhere, quack quack, oink oink here, oink oink there, quack quack everywhere, oink oink. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. One more.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a...
Saw.
Saw, E-I-E-I-O.
Quack, quack, here, quack, quack, there, quack, quack, everywhere, quack, quack, oink, oink, here, oink, oink, there, oink, oink, there, oink, oink. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Song certainly cheered me up. You know, music makes me feel kindly toward folks.
Oh, good, good.
Folks, not weasels.
Yeah. You like the song, eh?
Oh, I liked it fine, yeah.
Yeah, well, why don't you go back in your office and we'll serenade you some more?
Yeah.
That's awfully nice of you, but I feel a little guilty. I was a little hot-headed back there a while ago. I'm sorry. I'm going to let the little lady out.
Ah!
Out of the way, weasel. Oh. Yes, you're going to let you out.
You're too scared to be in there.
There you are.
Cousin, would you mind stop singing? I mean, I like your voice and everything, but, you know, I'm kind of upset.
Well, you ain't half as upset as I am. You can lay the blame for this whole mess right on my front door stoop.
Oh, Nerdy, you must feel that way.
Well, I do. Here you drive all the way down here to Bent Fork to see me, and you was so all teeth to see your old cousin again. And you just come a-thundering into town like a runaway mule train, and what happens? You get yourself arrested. Now, ain't that the cotton-picking end?
Yep, that's the cotton-picking end.
Now, look, it's my fault. I got you into it, and I'm gonna hatch up something to get you out of it. Roses love sunshine. Violets love dew.
Ernie, Ernie.
Huh?
Do you have to cackle while you hatch?
Fred, I can't help it. Singing is the way I get my brain cells to leaping. I'm a singing on the outside, but I'm a thinking on the inside. Angels in heaven. Oh, I got it. I got it. In just a minute, you're going to be breathing the free air of Bent Fork once again.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, let me tell you something. I'm going to marry the sheriff's daughter.
Oh, no, Ernie.
You do that just for us?
Yeah, well, it won't be so bad. Teensy's kind of pretty. Teensy, that's her name. Oh, she's got skin like fresh churned buttermilk.
Why, it doesn't sound so bad.
Well, she's not bad, though.
Come on, girls. Teensy, Weensy, come on.
Daddy, yes, Daddy.
Gonna do it, and I'm gonna do
oh,
it.
No, no, we're
not speaking again.
Sheriff!
Ernie, you're a nightmare.
Sheriff! What's the matter? Hesha! What's all this caterwauling?
Nothing, Sheriff.
Nothing.
Just playing a game.
I want to talk to you.
I ain't got nothing to say to you.
It's about your daughter's future.
Come on out. There. Now, what was it you wanted to talk about, son? See here. Come on into my office, Ernie boy.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi.
Is it all over?
Yep.
What happened?
Well, I went in there and I took Teensy aside and I proposed to her.
Oh, Ernie. Yeah, of course.
And I was that surprised when she turned me down.
What?
Yeah.
She turned you down?
Yeah.
Why?
It was Weensy, and she can't stand the sight of me.
Oh, well, how did that happen?
Well, I had a hold of the wrong one. There's a like as two peas in a pod, or two watermelons in a patch. So, when I seen that I had a hold of Weensy, I turned her loose, walked right around her, which is no small trip. And I proposed to Teensy. And she turned me down. She said, I ain't going to play second fiddle.
Oh, well, what do we do now?
Well, now, here's a way of cork the jug. Now, Weensy and Teensy are just dying to get into the moving pictures. And they're just made for the wide screen. So I told the sheriff that you'd just be delighted to haul them into Hollywood with you.
What, Ernie? We can't do that.
Oh, Ernie.
You can't?
Of course not. That's out of the question.
Oh, and the sheriff's out here inviting everybody in the county for a big farewell party for the girls.
Oh, Ernie,
you couldn't do
go
that.
Go get him, will you? Come here. Oh, no.
Hey, have you any idea what the sheriff might be?
Nope.
Oh. Ernie!
Hey,
oh, boy, am I glad to see you. Did you find him, Ernie? Huh?
No, I didn't find him. I got me a horse, and I followed him from farm to farm, and I never did catch him. past hour, I've been riding on a solid blister. You can call me tall in the saddle.
What are we gonna do?
Hey, here comes the music, fellas.
Oh,
hey,
the music.
Hey, boys.
They got the whole thing.
Come here. There, now, you boys stay right there. We'll be all ready for you in a minute.
What are we going?
Well, there comes the sheriff.
What?
Good.
There he comes.
Oh, Sheriff.
Hey,
Sheriff.
I'm sorry.
I was so excited about the party and losing my two daughters that I plumb forgot to let you loose.
Yeah, but look, Sheriff, look, yeah. Come here a minute, will you? Yeah. I want to speak to you. Look,
yeah.
I didn't tell Ernie that I was going to take the girls to Hollywood. As a matter of fact...
Well, just a minute. I don't blame you much, son. You haven't seen them perform. You just want to be sure they got talent, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now, look. I'll bring... girls, come in. Teensy, Winchy, come here. Come out here.
Yeah.
Mr. Ricardo wants to see you perform.
Oh,
do that ricochet romance.
All right.
Will you have the boys fire the first shot?
Well, I shall.
Will you just listen for a minute?
Please,
listen. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They warned me when you kissed me.
Your love
would ricochet. Your lips would find another, and your heart would go astray. With all my many charms. But then one day you ricocheted to someone else's arms. Baby, I don't want a ricochet romance. I don't want a ricochet love. If your parents took your kisses, find another person love. I can't live on a ricochet romance. No, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free.
Well, it's going to be a little difficult to explain to you this, Sheriff. You see, it's got nothing to do with the girls. You see, this is the first time that I'm going out to Hollywood myself. I don't know anybody out there. I don't even know anything about the place.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to get at?
Well, Sheriff, I'm trying to tell you that I cannot possibly take your girls with me.
What?
I tried to tell you before. Would you?
All right. Well, maybe you'll change your mind, cooling your heels for 20 or 30 days. Into the clink again.
Papa, we want to ask you something. Come
what?
Here. I mean, do you think we could dance with Mr. Ricardo? We ask him.
Before I lock you up, they want to know if you'll dance with them.
I'm no mood to dance.
Wait a minute. Let me talk to him a minute. I think I can get him to change his mind. Now, you simmer there a minute.
Well.
Come here. Come tell you something. You know how to square dance, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, now, in Tennessee, we got some calls. I'll do this. Now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, on my calls, you watch what I do. And
uh-huh.
Okay. Now, have you got it?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Yeah, right.
Ready? Okay,
yeah.
All right, let's do it. Sheriff,
yeah.
He said, all right, he'll dance with them if you'll square dance so that he can dance with both of them at once.
Okay.
Good lucky. Come on now, form a square.
Right.
Here we go. Cousin Nicky, Cousin Lucy right here, Cousin Ethel, Cousin Fred, you get right over there.
All right.
Sheriff, you dance with Teensy right over there.
Yeah.
Teek!
Yeah,
come here, you dance with Winchy. Come in, all right there. Music fellas. Follow me right over here. Now we are there right there. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's have some music.
Oh, jump up and never come down. Swing your honey around and around. Tell a man left with a left, tell a man right to your honey and a right left friend. Hand over hand and around the lane. Right and left through. First and third, right and left back. Side couples, right and left back.
Next week, I Love Lucy will be brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Cheer.
Cousin Ernie was played by Ernie Ford. The sheriff was Will Wright. The twins were Rosalind and Marilyn Borden. And the gas station man was Aaron Spelling. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.